What's the betting line on this, by the way, on the Tyson Paul fight?
No, I haven't seen. Let me see if I got it.
I think Paul's 2-1 right now. But I know most of the money or the public bets, at least the number of bets, are on Tyson. Like nostalgia, everyone wants to will this in to manifest a Tyson victory. You know,
it would be awesome if he won.
So the bad beat for the books would be if like Tyson knocked him out in the first round. Like that would be bad for the books.
That would be amazing.
They want to believe the old Tyson's there. And even when you watch the promo and the highlights, you know what clips are shown of Mike Tyson? They're not in HD. They're barely in color. You know what I'm saying?
Did he ever fight in HD?
No. This is what I'm saying. Right. Like they're using clips from the 90s. Like
ESPN.
80s.
Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson. Will Jake Paul walk out with his falcon or pigeon? Yes, is plus 300. Interesting.
Will they play Phil Collins when Mike Tyson walks into the room?
Well, that's the one that you want him to walk out to in the air tonight.
Yeah, because was so good in The Hangover. And it's become such a cult thing. And it gets people pumped up.
Will Tyson have cut off shirt during the walkout? Yeah. Yes is minus 175, so I think he will.
Yeah.
Okay, the walkout song. Mike Tyson walkout song. The first three, the best odds are for Tupac songs. Then there's a Mike Tyson Tiki Lau is plus 400. I'm just seeing if any of your songs are on here. Get Your Freak On by Missy Elliott. Work It by Missy Elliott. What's My Name? DMX. Welcome to the Terror Dome by Public Enemy. All Eyes on Me by Tupac. More DMX. In the air tonight, Phil Collins.
Yeah.
Is plus 400.
Okay.
It's gone up. So that actually has the second best odds as I'm looking through all of this. The best odds are Ambitions as a Rida. I could see that. And Hit 'Em Up by Tupac. Yeah, I could see that. It being plus 300. And then you got the plus 400 is In the Air Tonight. Maybe you should place your bet. But that's what you want to see him come out.
Yeah, I think it would be perfect.
Now, I said that I don't want him to do the air drumming to that song if that's what he comes out to. Because I think it would look amazing if everybody in a whole audience is waiting for him to do it and he doesn't. If he just stares at it with that blank look on his face, not blank look on his face, but that look on his face like I'm going to kill you in 30 seconds, I think it'd be intimidating as hell.
Now the
I think it would be hilarious if it comes out to that song and then the drum solo comes and he air drums it. Yes. It would be funny.
Right.
But I'd rather he doesn't because I want to feel like this is a real fight.
It could still be funny and be a real fight. Two things can be true.
I don't know. I think you gotta set the tone.
The fight's at Jerry's World, right?
Yes.
Have we checked with the sun?
With the curtains? It should be dark by the time they hit the ring. But yeah, he might not catch a touchdown pass.
That's right.
That's what you're wondering.
Here's a great prop bet. Which part of Jake Paul will bleed first?
No one makes me bleed my own blood.
Call your shot. Which part of Jake Paul is going to bleed first?
This should be an easy.
I'm going to go with the nose.
Yeah, me too. I'm going with the nose.
Okay, plus 300 is the nose.
Oh.
The eye, the socket, or the brow is plus 150.
Oh,
that's the odds on favorite.
That's
followed
the favorite.
By lip or mouth.
I was going to say lip. Oh, we got some good odds here, Stoney.
We should have Rico should do this on his prop bet casino, whatever he calls it, on Friday.
This is an interesting one.
Yeah.
Which part of Mike Tyson will bleed first? Tyson doesn't.
Nothing. Bleed. Mike Tyson doesn't. I was going to say he doesn't bleed.
No. No.
If you were betting, you'd probably say the lip would be number one.
Well, it's the second best odds. Again, you go back to eye, socket, brow. I don't think Tyson
because there's
bleeds.
A clash of heads that could happen. Does that count towards your bet?
But Tyson will be leading it.
I know, but I'm saying, you know,
oh, you're
for
right.
Bleeding.
Like forehead, right.
Yeah, yeah, that's for the brow. Yeah.
Forehead is number four at plus 500. Will fighters touch gloves before the fight?
Yes.
Yes is minus 600.
I'm going to say no after the slap. They got to keep playing this up.
And how about this one? Will either fighter be knocked unconscious?
No, I sell no. I'm going to say no.
It's great value at plus 700.
Really?
Great value at plus 700.
Yeah, especially if you think Paul's going to beat Tyson by knockout, of course.
Now,
I mean, just,
is that
unconscious?
This is unconscious, though. Is that different to just get knocked out?
Yeah, is that a 10 count? Or is it like you got to be out?
Well, either corner throw in the towel, that's a plus 500. Will either fighter be admitted to the hospital after the fight?
They don't have death in there, do they?
No, it does not. Good. Thankfully, it does not have that.
Do they have like celebrity sightings?
Yes. Which celebrity will be seen first during the fight? Logan Paul is plus 150. Sean O'Malley plus 250. Livy Dunn at plus 350.
What about Josue Briseño?
I don't see Josue Briseño on here. Dana White, Joe Rogan, Mr. Beast, Bradley Cooper, Addison Rae, Psy, and Zach Galifianakis. Zach Galifianakis is plus 1,200.
What?
Oh, they should have Ed Helms. They should have the whole group
They
there.
Should have the whole
group. The Wolfpack should be there. I mean,
they got Bradley Cooper there. Yeah. He's plus 800. Will Vincent McMahon Jr. be there?
Is Holyfield there?
It doesn't mention Holyfield.
Dude, if Cooper's there and Tyson wins, he could do the classic. He still got it. You know, like.
which Dallas figure will be seen first during the fight? Mark Cuban is plus 200.
Where are the Mavs? Are they on the road? Will Luka be there?
Luka is on this list. He's at plus 700. Jerry Jones is number two at plus 300.
Of course. Jamie Benn? I don't think Dallas Stars know. Nobody will know who he is.
Scottie Scheffler and Jordan Spieth are on there at plus 900 and plus 1,000.
Romo?
Romo is not on the list because I think he's probably going to be out of town for a fight or for a football game.
Roger Staubach.
Did not see Roger Staubach on here. None of those Cowboys, okay. But there are others. Anyway, let's get to the phones. 248-539-9797. He was not on this list. Not on this list. Mark is next up here, 97 on the ticket. Hey, Mark.
Well, hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Good.
What's up, Mark?
Hey. Oh, man. I am absolutely not at all excited about this fight. Jake Paul's entire career is let me fight people who I know I am going to destroy or slowly walk around. I don't think it's an interesting fight at all. I think for those of us who grew up with Tyson being the most terrifying human being any of us have ever seen, it's really easy to buy into like, oh, it's going to be, he's going to knock him out. It's exciting. He's not. There's absolutely no way this is going to be an incredibly boring fight that I am absolutely with Gator. If by some incredible accident, Jake Paul is struck by lightning in the ring, I will watch that fight. Otherwise, I have absolutely no interest. Not into it.
Yeah, I do think, like I said, if it's a legitimate fight, I think Tyson's got a chance to win this. I'm just not sure if it's going to be a legitimate fight, and because of that, I don't think I'm going to be watching it live.
Would you rather watch Tyson fight Jake Paul tonight, or like they have, like an old timers, would you rather have Tyson fight Holyfield?
No,
tonight?
I don't want to see Tyson and Holyfield fight again. I don't want to see two old guys. No.
That's awkward. But I would challenge you, Gator, on the real fight thing, because I actually think Tyson absolutely can't win a real fight because he's not going to have the gas tank necessary for that. Jake Paul is going to be able to go so much longer with so much more enthusiasm than Tyson's capable of.
But
I would
correct me if I'm not a huge Jake Paul fan. I haven't watched many of his fights, but correct me if I'm wrong. Doesn't he like to kind of stay inside and duke it out?
He does.
Okay, yep. So because he's going to do that, he's putting himself in the danger zone. Even though Mike Tyson's not as fast as he was, and he's not the fighter anywhere near what he was, he still has that blunt force trauma from the hurt bombs he's got.
But I feel that. I think you give him the first three rounds where he stays outside and pokes him as much as possible, and he'll brawl more once he's not concerned. And again, I don't want it to be that way. I'd love Tyson to put him down. I just don't see it.
Yeah, it may not be. They're two-minute rounds.
Yeah, I mean, two-minute rounds, that helps Mike Tyson's a little bit there.
Also, I mean, it's not like he's never fought before. You know, he knows how to train for a fight, and he knows how to train for it from a cardio standpoint. I'm not worried as much about that, although he's 58, so it's different kind of cardio. But maybe that's where the balance comes in with it, just a two-minute round.
No, but I think this plays out like this. I think Jake stays away from Mike the first, you know, first half of the fight, the first, you know, five, six rounds or so. Get Mike to try to chase him around, wear down that cardio because he is 58. I don't care what you say. And then I think, you know, Paul ends up kind of trying to fight him when Tyson's tired and counter him. If Tyson gets a little frustrated and starts going after Jake, and Jake knocks Tyson out. I just think this is going to end poorly for Mike Tyson fans like myself and you guys that He's just not the same guy. He's fighting a much younger, stronger, and I don't care what you say about Jake Paul. He is definitely a more legit fighter now than he took this seriously. He trains, and yes, he's got layups to get to where he's at, and he hasn't earned these big paydays. But it's all about marketability and selling, and that's what Jake Paul has done. And so, from an actual fight standpoint, I don't see how Mike Tyson can beat Jake Paul.
248-539-9797, a telephone number. Is it going to be sport or spectacle tonight? Are you watching it? We're talking about the Lions as well. Which team in the NFC, after watching the Eagles take care of the Commanders last night, are the Eagles clearly the team that the Lions have to watch out for in the NFC? How do you, grade the landscape of the National Football Conference? And with the Lions taking on the Jags on Sunday, how chesty are you about this game? We'll talk with Will Birchfield coming up at 12:30. If I Bet It coming up at 1:35. This is 97.1 The Ticket.